You're listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajis, a licensed clinical social worker with a multi-state online therapy practice. I have a passion for empowering women and mom therapists to break free of the fear, overwhelm, and oppressive systems that hold them back from taking action and building the private practice of their dreams. My goal is for you to boldly believe in yourself as a clinician and business owner. If you're looking for a place to learn practice building strategy and skill while also claiming your own power as a woman and a therapist, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. Welcome to this week's episode of the Raise to Empower podcast. If you listened to my kind of welcome back episode from my summer break, episode 114, I shared about how things are shifting slightly within the focus of what I want my business Raise to Empower to be about. And that in addition to supporting therapist moms and helping them build and grow private practices, I also wanted to begin leaning more into advocacy as part of my work. So today we're going to be talking about the place that advocacy often sits at the intersection of who we are as therapists, as moms, and as women, just human beings, and trying to make it in a world that doesn't always value the clients that we work with, the people that we support or love in our personal life or professionally, or even our own selves and our own families. In the world that we currently live in, this kind of post-pandemic world, and that is also hanging on by a thread in this second Trump presidency, life just feels really heavy. It's showing up in our therapy sessions with clients, and so often it meets us in our own personal lives as we head out the door. The issues are hard to ignore, and it's really hard or near impossible to shy away from. And yet, while there is such a heaviness to it all, for moms who are running businesses and also just trying to keep our heads above water in all that is this modern motherhood, it can feel so daunting to even think about, do I have the capacity to try and make my voice heard right now? And while there are large-scale versions of advocacy, like public policy work, protests, and such, advocacy absolutely exists in the small, steady things that we do in our daily lives and in our practices to stand up for what's right, to empower our own clients, and to make this world just a little more livable. There is such a debate going on right now within the therapist community about the intersection of politics and therapy. Some therapists are encouraging people to keep them separate. But for the careers that we have entered into as mental health professionals and the ethics with which our professions hold us to, we can't keep those two things separate. Therapy is political. And the truth is, advocacy is not optional. It's literally written into our code of ethics. And so here's what I mean. I am a social worker, so that is primarily the lens that I operate from. But the code of ethics for social workers say, social workers should engage in social and political action that seeks to ensure that all people have equal access to the resources, employment, services, and opportunities they require to meet their basic human needs and to develop fully. Social workers should be aware of the impact of the political arena on practice and should advocate for changes in policy and legislation to improve social conditions to meet basic human needs and promote social justice. Our ethics call us to be aware of the way the policies and politics impact not only our clients, but also the greater society. And while the social work profession includes social justice as part of its tenets of the work of social work, the counseling profession also calls on counselors to be advocates as well. The ACA Code of Ethics says, when appropriate, counselors advocate at individual, group, institutional, and societal levels to address potential barriers and obstacles that inhibit access and/or the growth and development of clients. So when we talk about advocacy today, we're not talking about something that only certain people in our profession are called to, but it is something that we all in our work need to be active in. Now, here's where I think a lot of us as therapist moms go kind of deer in the headlights, this like dazed look, because this can feel like one more task being put on our plates. I absolutely have felt this. We're running our private practices, which are a business, we are paying bills, we are juggling schedules, we are raising kids. And so while we can see the need for someone to speak up, advocacy feels like something extra and something that we don't possibly have the time for. But reality is that we don't practice in a bubble. the systems that our clients bump up against, like insurance companies, and that impacts us too in our professional work, right? So our clients are bumping up against them. But then also it's the education system, workers' rights, government laws and policies. Those impact our clients. They don't stop when they walk through our office door or meet us on the screen. They walk in with our client every single session. And so advocacy is what helps us connect therapy to the real lives our clients are living. So how do we engage in this advocacy work without feeling like we are now adding one more thing to our endless lists that eventually will burn us out? So I want to give you three really practical ways to think about advocacy in our work and how we can easily incorporate these into our lives without burning ourselves out or making things overly complicated. So the first one is educating clients on rights and resources. We have all used at some point psychotherapy in our work with clients. And I believe that psychotherapy includes helping clients to understand what their rights are and what resources they have available, and then how do they access them? How many times have you had a client that you know is truly struggling, but simply by letting them know about a support group that is available for their specific need, or the program that they can apply for financial support, or the advocate that is available to support them, they suddenly are sitting a little taller, not feeling completely isolated and hopeless in what they are going through. A client struggling to get workplace accommodations, teaching them about the ADA, that they have rights, you can walk them through that template letter, that is advocacy. A military spouse who is confused about their current TRICARE coverage and how to get their child to the specialist that they need, helping them to navigate the process to ask their doctor for a specific type of referral or the wording that they can use, that is also advocacy. Or working with a client who's an immigrant and scared about what could happen to them or their family with the ongoing ICE raids, connecting them with advocates and lawyers or agencies that can either direct them to the right place or give them support they need, that is advocacy. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen a client's shoulders just kind of like drop in relief because someone finally is saying that, like, you don't have to just accept this. There are resources, there are tools, there are agencies, there are policies that are here to support you, and here is how you can access them. This doesn't have to be dramatic, but it's simply equipping our clients with knowledge that can shift their story from feeling powerless or hopeless to empowered. And for us, this doesn't have to be this huge extra thing that we are doing, but it's integrating this advocacy into the work we are already doing with our clients. One way to help make this easier for you is to stay aware where you can of what are the resources, programs, or policies that your ideal client or current clients may be in need of. Keeping up to date on those changes and being able to know how to direct your clients to those things is key. Now, number two is using something called the Five Calls app. Often, the issues that our clients are facing are ones that we ourselves might be facing, or people who are close to us or our own communities, they may be experiencing those same issues as our clients. Things have been moving and changing so fast with this current administration that in one day, multiple policies have been enacted or executive orders have been signed or Supreme Court rules have been made, and it's really hard to keep up with them all and to know where or how to focus on trying to make some change. So one of the most helpful tools that I have found to be able to advocate for the issues that I'm concerned about is using the Five Calls app. It's a really incredible tool. It's completely free to download and use. It gives you scripts, connects you directly with your specific representatives, and you can literally do it in 5 minutes. So what you do is you put in your zip code and it will pull up the issues that are related to your area. Now, they may be national or federal issues, and the federal issues, those would show up regardless of the region, but it'll also just pull in the state-specific ones. And then it will identify who are your representatives at the federal or state level. So when you pick an issue, say like abortion rights, and then you click on the topic, it'll show you who your representatives are for, again, your address. And you just click on one of those reps and it will give you the option to call directly to their office. And it even gives you a script of what you say about the issue. It is so quick and it's super easy to use. I've done this while sitting in the pharmacy line waiting to pick up medication. And it's something that can be done very, very quickly. And calling your representatives, this is something that we are always encouraged to do, but I can speak for me personally. It really does feel daunting and just like it's going to take too much time. It's too hard to figure out. So using this app has given me something super tangible to do, and it's really easy to access. And at the end of the call, you're able to mark if you like left a message or spoke to someone, and then they tally the responses to help keep track of the issues. So it's a really great way for advocates to be able to see like what are the issues that people are being drawn to and what issues are being spoken about. When the issues are so big, it really can feel like there's no way that you can do anything to make a difference. But I want you to kind of think about the impact that what if everybody who is listening to this episode, to this podcast right now, what if everybody just made one call this week on an issue that matters to them, whether that's mental health parity, reproductive rights, gun safety, education funding. If everybody made one call, that would create a big impact. Our voices really do matter. And this is just an easy way to be involved in direct advocacy that doesn't have to feel burdensome or a struggle to fit into our already hectic lives. So I encourage you to check out the 5 Calls app. We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/compconnecting. All right, and number 3 is to amplify others' work on social media. When I see someone sharing something on social media about the work that they're doing on an issue, I oftentimes will have a moment where I feel bad that I'm not speaking out directly or not involved in the advocacy work that they're doing. But I've been reminded recently that sometimes the most powerful advocacy is just solidarity, helping to amplify or highlight others who are on the front line of an issue, who are directly impacted by an issue, or are sharing their own story of advocacy or impact. You amplifying their voices can absolutely be a form of advocacy. So while we may not have the time or space or ability to be in some of the spaces or places that they are, it can be so powerful and helpful to simply share their work. Social media gets a bad rap, and it definitely has its downfalls, but it also has been really important place in recent years of being able to directly see and hear about the impact of certain issues and see how those are having that impact individually and on larger groups. So taking the time to acknowledge what somebody is sharing, whether it's in commenting on the post or sharing in your stories or on your Facebook page so others will see it, or simply liking what they've shared, that truly can be a way of sharing in the advocacy. It could be resharing the post from a colleague who's fighting for pay equity. It could be commenting on the advocacy group that's meeting with congressional reps about military families. It could simply be hitting like on the post that is calling out systemic racism in schools. And this may not feel huge. It may feel like, oh, this is just too small. But in this day and age that we live in, visibility is currency and has power. And when we as therapists show up publicly in support of justice, it signals to our clients and communities that we are not neutral on oppression, that we fight and speak up for the injustices that are impacting the lives of the people that we work with. And so you may be feeling a bit unsure or maybe even squirming in your seats listening to this and thinking a bit about using your own voice to speak out, because we've been taught for so long to be that blank slate. And so we might be feeling like, I don't want to be too political. What if I lose clients? You don't have to share your personal advocacy work with your clients if you don't want to. You can simply do it from a place of being a human being, a woman, a mom. But if you are feeling like speaking up while wearing your therapist hat, remember that advocacy is not about pushing your agenda onto clients. It is about fighting to remove barriers that can hinder our clients' healing or their growth. It's about amplifying the voices of the populations that we serve and about making sure that they have access to what they need. Thinking about integrating advocacy into your work doesn't have to be one more big thing to add to your to-do or your should list. Instead, start small. Pick one action that feels aligned and doable. Maybe it's simply resource sharing with your clients. Maybe it's making one call. Maybe it's sharing one post a week. Even the smallest actions can have really big impact. So I want to leave you with a few questions to just reflect on. Where are you already advocating in your practice, maybe without even naming it as advocacy? And what is one issue in your community or in your heart that you just cannot ignore right now? And what is one tiny sustainable step that you can commit to this week? I would love to hear your answers. So find me over on Instagram and comment on the post about this episode and just keep this conversation going of what are the ways that you are creating advocacy in your work. Advocacy is not an extra hat that you put on after your real work. Advocacy is the work. When you educate a client, when you make a phone call about an issue that you think is important or that you know is important, or when you amplify somebody else's voice who is on that front line of some of these really important social issues, you are living the ethics of our profession. You are modeling courage and compassion for your clients, for your kids, and for yourself. So take one step and trust that it does matter. Thank you for being with me here today, and I will see you back here next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. Check the show notes for all links and resources mentioned in the show. If you found today's episode helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with your therapist friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show and leave your 5-star rating and review. It truly means so much to me and will help us get our message of empowerment out to other women and mom clinicians. And I'd love to connect with you in our Facebook community. So check out the show notes for the link or head to bit.ly/raise to empower to join us. I'll see you back here next week.